We're going to be coming from Joshua, the fourth chapter. Beginning at verse 1. Joshua, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 1. Here we find these words. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man. Certainly was a distinguished group of men.
Amen.
And command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Take them with you. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, selected 12 brethren, out of every tribe, a man, one man out of every tribe. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan. And take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder. Go out there, find you some rocks, or find you a stone, amen, in the water. According unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests were bare, the ark of the covenant stood. And they are there unto this day. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen. I've read Joshua 4, verses 1 through 9.
Yes.
Amen. Today I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes about Memorial Day.
Yes.
Memorial
yes.
Day. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you, God, again for this opportunity, Lord, to present, oh God, Memorial Day to your people. Lord, that you would touch and that you would surround us, oh God, on today. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Lord, we pray, God, that you will find the word will find a hiding place within our hearts. Hide me, oh God, behind your cross. Let me be able to speak words of encouragement and words of inspiration. This we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats. Memorial Day.
Yes.
Feels like the movie Independence Day, doesn't it? Memorial Day. Amen. Tomorrow we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day.
Yes.
It's a day that we remember and honor the men and the women who died while serving in the U.S. military. It was originally called or known as Decoration Day. Now, you know, I was a little young then, but I didn't realize that. It originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Amen. So all of us, everybody, at least knows somebody in their family who was in the military. Probably know a few people who were in the military, friends of the family, friends, even schoolmates who have served in the armed forces. Some served a 2-year stint, and others became officers, and others also became career military people. And there's some who retired military. Amen. So tomorrow we should remember those that served. Many returned, and of course, there were those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, dying in battle to protect our freedoms. I just want to put a caveat here because we understand that every battle that the United States of America have participated in was not about our freedoms. And we remember some of the wars that were stabilized or destabilized democracies across the world. But despite the political issues surrounding these wars, we still remember men and women who fought and won the battles and the wars. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So remember all who made the sacrifice to fight for the American flag. Many families became financially secure, getting a piece of the American dream. You know what that is? A piece of the American dream means that you were able to go purchase a house. You were able to get a piece of the rock. Somebody say amen.
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 And became financially improved because dad or mom were in the armed forces, and whether they were active duty or in the reserves, became financially better because of the GI Bill. They're able to purchase homes, their retirements they had, and many other benefits that affected our daily living, such as reduced food bills because they could go to the commissary and purchase their food for less than what we do at the local grocery store. Men and women were also able to do something out of themselves and make something out of themselves, regardless of the negative issues of politics, discrimination, and sometimes personal health issues because of what they had to go through in the war. In other words, they might have been lost a foot, a leg, an arm, and lost something. But still yet, they were better off. And so while we are barbecuing on tomorrow or today, amen, spending time with family, let's remember those that have fallen and those that have returned from the wars.
Amen.
Because they enable us to journey to the point where we are today, right now.
Amen.
We're not in concentration camps. We're not being held. Amen. We can't say what we want to say. Amen. We have freedoms.
Amen.
In this Memorial Day tradition, America has been celebrating Memorial Day for the last 48 years.
Amen.
Isn't that something? I thought Memorial Day had been going on forever.
Yes.
Amen. But I didn't realize it. Yes. But it wasn't called Memorial Day. It was called Decoration Day. So they've been celebrating Decoration Day for 152 years, according to my calculations. And so when I was younger, I don't know about you, I was much younger, that is, my dad, along with all my siblings and those in our neighborhood, we would hang the American flag out on Memorial Day. Anybody remember that? Amen. And on the 4th of July, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Amen. And singing America the Beautiful. And sometimes we had to sing the Star Spangled Banner as well. A tradition that no longer is being kept. But we all can remember those that were lost and those that served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, Coast Guard, and whatever else I might have forgotten. But in our text, we're talking about a different memorial. The children of Israel had a memorial. moral that was planted back in 1500 BC. The nation of Israel, they kept this memorial. It's not the same children of Israel that came out of Egypt, not even the same nation. We know that the nation of Israel today, their people were placed there, and not all the people that were hereditary from the children of Israel that we know of. But that's a history lesson for another time.
Amen.
But this memorial commemorated over 3,400 years ago in 1500 BC. And it consisted of 12 stones commemorating the crossing of the Jordan River on dry ground. But more importantly, it commemorates the final steps in realizing God's promise to the children of Israel by returning to evict the renters and become owners of the land of milk and honey promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It commemorates the birth of a new generation in a nation embarking on God's promise that was filled with a lot of unknowns.
Amen.
And no one really understood how it was going to be completed, but they still trusted in God. So let me put a pin there for a moment and talk about trusting in God, because there's a lot of things that we, God has asked us to do. And we don't really know how it's going to happen. We don't know what the steps are going to be. But God has called us out to do something great.
Yes.
He's been putting something in our spirits and in our hearts. And God, amen, has said, just step out on faith. You don't need to know all the details. You don't need to know or understand what's going to happen. Just be willing to be a vessel used by me.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
But I also want to say something about this devil renting space in our brains and in our hearts. Because we understand, amen, that the children of Israel was promised the land of milk and honey. And God placed these nations there, amen, while the children of Israel were getting their act together. 400 years. 430 to be accurate. And for those 430 years, these nations grew and became nations and were doing and thriving and what have you. But now it was time for the children of Israel, amen, to take their rightful place. And what we find, praise God, is that in our minds, we have been renting space to the enemy as well. Somebody ought to say amen. We have been in a place of having doubt when God has spoken to us. We have had frustration, amen, when God has spoken to us. We have anguish and fear. And God says that it is now time to kick the enemy out and put your foot on his neck. Don't be allowing the enemy to rent space for free. But you better, praise God, kick them out and use that space for the glory and the magnification of the Lord God ourselves.
Amen.
And magnify his name. Yes, I have a witness here today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, the children of Israel, they had many memorials. The most prominent one was being the Passover. And those of you who don't know what the Passover is, perhaps maybe we should make it another topic for our Bible study. What is the Passover? So memorials is an opportunity to look back and see where we have come from. However, our focus on this Memorial Day will also include looking forward. Now, Christians, we talked about the Hebrews, the Jews, we talked about America, but Christians also have a reason to celebrate Memorial Day. Deacon Gibson, he kind of stole some of my thunder in Sunday school today. But we usually celebrate our Memorial Day on Resurrection Sunday. Celebrating the rising of our Savior from the dead. It is a memorial to all Christians because he did not rise on the third day for any reason, but for a specific reason. And that is that we would have life and have life more abundantly, that our sins will be forgiven, Amen. That the blood of Jesus will cover us, that we will be able, oh God, to approach the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God himself, without having an intermediary. That's what happened. And in 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 20, it says that we would be the most miserable men if Jesus did not rise from the dead.
Amen.
The most miserable of men. So in the context of every day is Mother's Day, every day is Father's Day, every day is Christmas, every day is Thanksgiving days, well, let's add another day. Every day is Memorial Day. Not only to remember who fought in the military, but also those whose backs our Christian faith stands on. Our parents, our loved ones, friends who impacted our lives. And let us not remember, let us not forget that Jesus died for our sins. He snatched the keys of death, and once again rose on the third day. Somebody shout hallelujah. So today we celebrate Memorial Day with a new emphasis. Never thought about Memorial Day looking forward, have we? We always have looked backwards. Amen. So my first point is this. On this Memorial Day, let's celebrate your new beginning. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, celebrate a new beginning.
Celebrate a new beginning.
Amen. Your acceptance of Jesus Christ in your life marks a new beginning in your life. No more old stuff, no more moving according to the fleshly desires and feelings that we had, but now we're going to move according to the Spirit of God, which is renewed within us every morning. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Generally, when we talk about new beginnings, we think about giving our life over to God, but there are always new renewals along the way that we should remember. For instance, when I started using a language of grace, and when you use a language of grace, it does require you to not speak according to how you feel, but it causes you to think about what you're getting ready to say. And to speak in a language of grace, it requires that you will have a changed heart. And so we celebrate having a language of grace.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Also, when we began a life of being merciful, not giving people what they deserve. Amen. That's a difficult one because we're always trying to give them what they deserve.
Yes.
That's the way that the world operates. But God has declared that we ought to be people that are separated from the world.
Amen.
No longer are we a part of the world. We don't do it the way that the world does it. And so we have mercy. When I began to walk in God's promises, I began to recognize that I had God's favor. Amen. That's a new beginning. When you realize that you're walking in God's favor.
Yes.
When you stop being a warrior, a warrior, and became a person of faith. Amen.
Amen.
If you have a spirit of worry, amen.
Guess what? You can begin to celebrate today the fact, amen, that because I'm a man and or a woman of God, that no longer will I worry, but I will have faith in God. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
How about when I stopped being a complainer and became a person of long suffering?
Yes.
Amen. Oh, it's so easy to complain, but you know what? When I bear up underneath that which God has ordained for me, amen. Guess what? I've got renewed strength. And that's something to celebrate on today as we celebrate Memorial Day. Somebody say amen. In fact, praise God, we ought to be operating in the book of Galatians, the fifth chapter, verses 22 through 23. You know what that is? That's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. So on this Memorial Day, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have thankfulness for my freedoms. But more importantly, I thank God for my liberty.
Yes, hallelujah.
So if we're stuck in something, let's get unstuck and begin to celebrate.
Amen.
Amen. Our new beginnings.
Amen.
My second point is this. On this Memorial Day, let's be thankful for what God has done so far. See, a lot of times we get lost in the sauce, looking at what other people have, looking at what other people have achieved,
yes,
and not even understanding their story, not knowing what they persevered through. If you come to Bible study on Tuesday night, you'll understand what persevering is. Sister Dion, amen, will be talking to us again about perseverance. No, we will not seek what others have, but we will seek what God has for us. Oh, I ain't hear nobody say nothing.
Amen.
Seeking what God has for us. Today, we begin to celebrate what God is doing in our lives.
Yeah.
Celebrate all the things you've been going through. I don't know about you. You might not be going through much. But amen, I've been going through some stuff, amen, and I'm celebrating what God has brought me through. I'm still here to give God some praise, some honor, and some glory. I might be beat up, as one great man remarks regularly, but I'm still here. Might have lost some stuff, but you know what? My God is a redeemer of time and resources. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Many have thought that, amen, you've been there too long. And maybe you have. But God can make up the time.
Yes.
Check out, amen, Isaiah 48. Where Isaiah talks about refined for his glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there have been some rough spots in our lives. But God is refining you for his glory.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to shout, yeah.
Yeah.
He's refining you for greater. He's refining you for better.
Yeah.
He's refining you for wiser. He's refining you for stronger.
Yeah.
So you can be the best that you can be.
Hallelujah.
We need to be able, praise God, to pass all of the tests.
Yes.
Psalms 22 and 26 says this: the meek shall eat and be satisfied.
Yes.
Amen.
They shall praise the Lord,
yes,
that seek him. And your heart shall live forever.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 28:27-8 says it like this: one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Hallelujah.
Now I know that we can't be in the house of the Lord here all day, every day. But the church is in us.
Yes.
And so therefore, God resides in us all day long. So I may be able, praise God, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Yes.
To behold the beauty
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes.
And to inquire in his temple.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but God has blessed us to be here.
Yes, yes.
He's kept us on our journey.
Yes.
The pitfalls and the mountains,
yes.
the valleys, but we're still here. Somebody shout, yeah. We have become adept, or we are becoming adept at solving our challenges and looking for new ones. Psalms 68 and 1 says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. When you, praise God, get to the place where God has made up his mind and he's just opened doors and you have squeezed through those doors, amen, you can stand up and declare, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm almost finished. We want to get out of here early today. Point three. On this Memorial Day, let us look forward to the future. We've been talking about on Memorial Day, we're going to celebrate our new beginning. And then we talked about let's be thankful for what God has done so far. But now we want to talk about let us look forward to the future. Because God knows our future. He knows the things that we've got to go through. But you know something? I've come to learn something. That amen. Because God knows my future. No matter what I've got to go through, God is going to bring me out with his right hand. I'm going to be triumphant. I'm going to be victorious. Do I have a witness in the house today? Oh, let the future rest in his words. Amen. I don't know when you've been talking to God, you hear that small, still voice in your spirit. And he says it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. I'm going to work things out on your behalf. Just keep on keeping on. Have the strength of the power of God working on the inside, moving on the outside. The Bible declares in Revelation 1 and 8 that God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, that means, praise God, that he's the beginning and the end. That's what the Lord says about himself. You wondering, praise God, where it's coming from. It's coming from the fact that God has made up his mind and declared that you are chosen of the Most High. How many of us feel like they're chosen on today? Raise your hand. Shout. Hallelujah. The beginning and the end, saith the Lord. Which is, that's what he says, which is, which was, and which is to come. Well, when you begin to understand that if God had been there all along, he was there in the past, he's there right now, and he's there in the future, we ought to call him the Almighty God. Is there anyone else that we should trust in? Is there anyone else that we should trust in? Is there anyone else that we should believe in? In realizing that God is orchestrating your journey.
Yes.
I don't know. But you know, I never really did understand why I was growing up. Why I had to go what I had to go through. I never understood why things that others could do, I could not do. Others get away with, but I could not get away with. It was not until I stepped foot in the Philadelphia Community Baptist Church. It was not until I had been there for 6 months and the Lord called me from the back of the church to the front. And I remained in the front from that time forward. When God had said through the bishop that God had called you to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I said, you got to be crazy. Not me. Not from where I've come from. Not from what I've been doing. But he said, no, you. You are being called to be not only a man of God, not only a preacher, but to be a pastor of a church. And I declared, I said, no, not me. You got the wrong person. And as I walked out the door, the Lord reminded me, just as I was walking out the door seal, the words that he spoke to me when I was 15 years old. And I said, no, Lord, not so. I just want to be able to sit in the pews and to be able to do the things that I want to do. But you know something? The Bible is true. He does orchestrate your journey. Even with your mistakes, he is orchestrating your journey. He is turning what your mistakes were into something that you can stand on today. He knows all about it. So we have to ask, preserve me, oh God, and I make you my God. You see, your journey is for a purpose. Celebrate your future as well. Shout again unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And thank him in advance for what he's going to do. You might not know what he's going to do, but shout anyhow. Give him praise and glory. Because he's not going to send you nowhere that you can't handle.
Yes.
His mercy is everlasting. He said, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures through generations. Shout. And give the Lord praise on this Memorial Day.
Hallelujah.
Let God know that you thank him.